Today's scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. Amen.
지난 시간에 이어서 기쁘시게 하는 자 두 번째.
So continuing from the first session, I will deliver the message, God pleasing man, the second session. In the last session, I said, you must not be entangled in your own life works, everyday affair. You're entangled with your family members, children, husband and wife, and parents. And as you hear all the time, for you to be happy, you must not have any sinful natures in you. Because you're, after all, it is the sinful nature that makes you get entangled with your earthly problems. For you to be able to not be entangled by your, when you are not entangled by your life problems, you can run towards spiritual things. Then the second point is you should go beyond your own limitations. You have your own set of limitations. You have your borderlines. You have boundaries. And you act only within those boundaries. Unless you break those boundaries, you can only have only your own thoughts and theories. Within your own thoughts and theories, you cannot achieve anything. You have to break down your theories, your boundaries, and practice the truth so that you can change yourself. When the hens warm the eggs, when the eggs are hatched, these chickens, they break the eggs. But if people help these chickens will not live long. They will die soon. So they have to break the egg by themselves. There are things that you must do by yourself. Especially, in case of herbivores, they have to stand up right after they are born. Otherwise, in case of herbivores, they will be prey of carnivores. If they cannot stand up and walk by themselves, within a certain time. Otherwise, the parents cannot help them. They have to stand up by themselves. It is the thing that they have to do to survive. The same way, in the world, they say to the children, you should not catch the fish for your children, but you should teach them how to fish. You can just feed them, but it cannot go on for them to be able to survive. You have to teach them how to survive. And there are things that they have to do by themselves. It's the same in the truth. With the power of the shepherd, we are receiving a lot of blessings, receiving of health and wealth, but for you to be able to receive the blessings, there are the parts that you have to do. As you grow up, as you raise your own children, at some point in time, they begin to learn from the adults that they use spoons and forks and silverware. And the parents, because these children are spilling things. So these parents, they don't like this spilling. So they feed their children once and twice. Then will these babies learn anything? No, they cannot learn anything. In case of Korea, we have chopsticks. You know, some people are good, while others are not so good. According to how the parents teach their children, they learn to use the chopsticks very well. You know, Some say, how to use, you know, to be good at using chapsticks is not to spill any food, not the form of using it. But anyway, you have to learn it by yourself. If you say, I can't, if the children say, I can't learn anything, what kind of feelings would the parents have about their children? If the children keep on saying, I can't do this, I'm too afraid, I'm too scared, I'm not capable enough, then from the viewpoint of the parents, they would feel very stuffy. And it's the same with God. God is saying, I can help you, I am helping you, and you can do it, and you are hearing this a lot. Some people are going into the rock of faith and into spirit and Holy Spirit. But if you are staying at the same place, it means you are just staying in your own limitations. As today's reading passage says, good soldiers, they must be trained. Oh, it's difficult. Oh, I don't like, I'm afraid of height. I can't go up to a high place. Then that soldier has to fall out. He has to pass through all the trainings to become a good soldier. In the same way, even in the truth, we have to go beyond our own boundaries and limitations. As senior pastor already done 9, and you have to do only 10%. We've been hearing this a lot. Last week, Pastor Dong Cho-shin was saying, climbing up a mountain, in case of Himalaya or Everest, there are more people going up, and it was very touching. That the example was touching, because the base camp, the height of the base camp went up, you know, not at the bottom of the mountain, but in the middle. So there are more people who can climb up to the height, highest point, the peak. So it's the same today in spiritual trend in our church. Because the senior pastor has done so much. We can just do one thing, 10%. And there are people who are not trying to, who try not to do one thing, and they suffer from hardships. They feel afflicted or in their heart. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, this declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Even though you are so excellent, even though your thoughts are excellent, and even though your thoughts are right, your wisdom cannot compare with the wisdom of God. You cannot understand God. That is why we have to obey. We have to listen to the Word of God, learn it, and obey the Word of God. We have to try to practice the Word of God. Without these deeds of trying to obey the Word of God, we cannot break down our own boundaries and limitations. So let us delve into what kinds of... I hope you will look into what kind of limitations you have. You are, rather than being entangled by with your own life problems, many of you are receiving blessings by living by the Word of God. But before, in the past, many people were entangled in your own works. Recently, I saw one person. It's been 17 years since that person came to my main church. He says he can feel hell very well, but he cannot feel heaven and kingdom. How happy it is, and how thankful we will be, what kind of glorious place it is. He cannot feel how good heaven is. And for the last 17 years, he has been attending this church. And he always prays in the front seat, one of the front seats, front rows. And he has this because of his environment. And his parents got divorced, and he had to live with a stepmother, and he was beaten by his stepmother very much, and he was suffering so much. So he got married, and he was leading a life in faith in this church. He has been for 17 years, but he always thinks, I'm a unhappy person, I'm a sick person. And he's living with this kind of idea, even until today. And he He has to try to break down these thoughts, and he has to try to change himself with the Word of God, but he doesn't. He thinks he is the unhappiest person. He thinks, but in a meeting I said, do you, please raise your hands if your past was happy. Nobody. And since the opening of Manmin Church, I've been attending the church for more than 30 years. I've been seeing so many people, but it's really difficult to find anybody who had peace of family. Very, very difficult. Oh, you know, living a happy life in a happy family, you know, so-called elite course, following the elite course, it's not easy to find such a person. It's very difficult. I'm above 40, but in my age, in my generation, there were many friends of mine who had to choose to work rather than going to college because of their financial problems. But nowadays, the parents sacrifice themselves, and you know, most people here in Korea now go to college. But in my generation, many of my friends, they had to give up going to college because they had to work to support the family. We were having that kind of unhappy time. You know, we didn't really have wealth. Our country didn't have wealth. And not all of people, but I thought, you know, he didn't have... you know, these people, they were under oppression. In my heart, I thought, many people, they were living in oppression and in unhappiness. Their hearts fields were not really good, because I asked them to raise their hands if they thought their past was happy. Nobody did. But for that reason, that is why you came to meet God. And because of that unhappy past, you came to choose what is really good. And as I am meeting with some newcomers, you know, they don't have bright faces. You know, they are filled with concerns and worries, but I ask them to lead a life in faith, diligent life in faith for 1 year, and take a photo of you right now. And after 1 year, and will the faith change or not? It will change. They will be filled with joy and happiness. If they had been living in the world, they would have lived a more unhappy life. But of course, you have the pains of casting away sins and going through trials sometimes. But after all those times, you'll be so happy. But because you are captured by your own thoughts, you are living an unhappy life. In summer retreat, have you not had the dragonflies sit on your fingertips? Have you not taken aura-like lights? They have. And yet, they cannot lay down the burden of their thoughts, and they are still entangled. And for that reason, they cannot feel the love of God. They cannot feel the beauty of heavenly kingdom. They are having a kind of unhappy mind, unhappy feeling. So I told him for the last. Nowadays, many people are learning the Word of God, and you're doing it too. And he's not. What is the reason? You are not trying to live by the Word of God. That is why you cannot feel it. You are captured by your own thoughts. You are suffering from your own fleshly thoughts. And you should understand that other people are suffering the same way too. And when you see somebody who is happy, you should wonder about why that person is so happy. And you should try to learn from their examples. But you just keep on thinking, I'm unhappy, I'm in difficult situation, I was beaten, I was afflicted, I suffered a lot. And because you are bound by these thoughts, and you cannot lay down these burdens in the truth, you are still suffering in your heart. In your growth, you study. In the past, I thought, and in the world, in the society, you can just... you should just be able to add and subtract and divide and multiply. Why do you have to learn about these roots and all these difficult things? I used to think that way. But as the things that I learned from my parents and my teachers, we can apply these things in so many ways in our actual lives. And according to how we study, our lives in the future will be changed depending on what kind of attitude you have towards studying. Your job choice will be much wider. Living in Korea, oh, I can just speak Korean. Why do we have to learn English, and why do we have to learn Chinese and other foreign languages? If you say so, you cannot get a better job. You cannot. Your options will be very limited. But if you learn, what is the reason that many people learn to learn more? Because they will have more job options, job choices, and they can make more money. And so even in the truth, I think the physical law and the spiritual law are the same, I think. You know, if you cannot go over your own limitations, if you cannot go over your own thoughts, you can never take spiritual things anymore. As long as you have these fleshly thoughts, how can you, then if you do have these fleshly thoughts, how do you have to change yourself? You have to apply the word of truth to yourself. It's not just about this person. Many people are thinking in the same way. Oh, I can't do this. You know, I can't do this. There are many, you know, around me too. You know, they have some faith. They have some duties, titles too. But they think that way, they less than these people. But anyway, there are some people who think that way. One of them, you know, always thinks with fleshly thoughts. I can do this only this much. I can do only this much. I hope I'll be able to see them every week so that I can tell them these words of God so that they can think about these words of God. So after many years, their thoughts have become more of a positive thinking. But if you cannot break down these boundaries, and because God tells us to rejoice all the time, let us rejoice, try to rejoice. If one of our arms is hurt, we are thankful that not both our arms are hurt. Of course, we have to look back when something like that happens, but for us to realize something, God let it happen. So let us just unconditionally give thanks and rejoice. We can even imagine the worst situation. So we can think that it is better than the worst. So we can still give thanks. And also so we can realize our shortcomings and change ourselves. If there is some pain, oh, it's a big problem, I will die. And some people actually think so. But some others, they think, it happens. You know, I receive the prayer for the sick all the time. It'll just pass. If there is anything that I have to realize, I will realize and I will repent of it and I will just change myself. So with the word of God and with faith, you have to make yourself all the time. But if you are just staying within the boundaries of your own fleshly thoughts, your spiritual growth cannot happen. So let us realize what kinds of fleshly thoughts you have and change them with the truth and apply the word of God to yourself. Now you are receiving the measures of faith yourself and people around you. And some people, because they didn't get it, they are disheartened. Then, what kind of word of God do you have to apply to yourself? Just give thanks. Rejoice. And other people got it, although you didn't. So you rejoice with the truth. Oh, I didn't get it, but that person got it, so how happy that person must be. I will more diligently work harder so that God can change my heart too. Then that person must be very close to spirit by now. So you apply the word of God to yourself this way. You break down your thoughts, your own ideas with the word of God and apply yourself, or apply the word of God, the truth, to yourself. If you have negative thoughts, only the Satan and the devil will rejoice. Just keep on thinking, you can't do it, you can't do it. Just be disheartened, be discouraged all the time. Satan will only rejoice. I don't see any visions, but sometimes I feel have this inspiration. Long time ago, to cast away pride, I was praying to cast away pride. And that person, I don't really meet that person. I was kind of looking down on that person, and because I had to change myself with the Word of God. And each time, that person was causing some troubles for me. You know, everybody agrees, but that person disagrees. And that person says, you know, I don't listen to her. And I have to harbor this person, love this person. But sometimes I couldn't do that. Oh, she's really a problem, troublemaker. And as I harbored that kind of thought, the enemy devil was clapping in front of me. I felt it. I felt, actually, the heart of Satan. I was very surprised. And the enemy devil and Satan, they give discouraging thoughts, disheartening thoughts. Oh, I can do only this much. Other people can do it. Oh, that person must be happy. That person met a good husband. That person is happy. I don't have any money. I want to give to God, but oh, that person received financial blessings. Always you compare yourself and with others, and you cannot have any spiritual growth. Whether you did get the measure of faith or not, you tried and you were acting by the Word of God. So even now, not now, but soon enough, you will receive the measure of faith. Or even if not, we have the shepherd. We have the hope of New Jerusalem. You just keep on marching towards New Jerusalem. You have to have this kind of mindset. But if you are disheartened, if you are sad, or some people think, oh, God didn't remember me. That is a time for you to test yourself. Oh, I try to cast away hatred. And, you know, you are always on the alert. But not at this kind of time, but when you are at ease. That is the time when you can check yourself. What kinds of fleshly thoughts you have. So I hope you will realize them and change them into spiritual thoughts. So to that person who was using his fleshly thoughts, he experienced dragonflies, aura-like lights, and among the 7 billion people, it is 1 to 7 billion. How blessed you are! Who is the one who speaks the most numbers of languages? I think it's the senior pastor. Because there are so many Manmin members around the world. There are so many people who long to meet with the senior pastor in their dreams. Do you think a senior pastor will speak in Korean? I think he will speak in their own respective languages. And you know, as it is translated once and twice, the actual meaning cannot be conveyed exactly and precisely. Sometimes, of course, they try to convey the exactly same meaning. Sometimes the words have to be made. But we are listening to the senior pastor directly, and also from other countries. So those people from other countries who are not really wealthy countries, their lifetime dream is to experience dragonflies in the summer retreat, to attend the anniversary service, to meet with the senior pastor once in their lifetime. They have to save all their money for their whole life so they can come to Korea once in some underdeveloped countries or less developed countries. But we can meet him, shake hands with him, we can receive prayer from him. What kind of blessing this is? So that person, not just that person, but also those who have this kind of negative fleshly thoughts, you must try to find the conditions of thanksgiving and rejoice. Try to rejoice. And those who have a lot of fleshly thoughts, I give them some homeworks to write down 30 conditions of thanksgiving. You have a car so you can go and fro, and you have cooking, you can drink. In some countries where water is scarce, water is more expensive than oil. We can always have access to water, tap water, and all kinds of waters. And as we try to find the conditions of Thanksgiving, we can really give thanks from the bottom of our heart. As the passage says, Isaiah says, God's thoughts and our thoughts are so different. God says, I will do it. But if you just believe, God says, just believe me and follow me. But you just are stubborn. You are not going. I'm not going. As long as you are not going, and as long as you are not changing your thoughts and minds, you cannot really do it. You just think you are trying. So I hope you will realize this. Realize whether you are just thinking you are trying. And the next point is, what kind of deeds do you have? Do you actually have the deeds? In casting away sins and practicing the word, and in your thinking, you just think and practice and you do only within your boundaries, only that much. But the word of God says, does not say you have to do only within your boundaries. God tells us to do what God wants. When we practice the word of God, we have to do it according to the word of God. We try once and twice and you say, I did a lot. Matthew 5:39-44, he says, But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it is said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You hate somebody. Suppose you hate somebody. As Mrs. Lee said in the Daniel prayer meeting, she gave more to those whom she didn't like. Matthew 18:21-22 says, Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Peter was very generous in saying this. Seven times! Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. 70 times seven! How many times? 490 times? Does Jesus mean only 490 times? No, of course not. As you heard from the senior pastor, it is endless forgiveness. But, not to talk about endless, have you ever forgiven 490 times? Those whom you didn't like? Those whom you disliked? You forgave him once or twice. And you, what do you say? Oh, that person, you try. You know, you have hatred and you try to cast away your hatred. You pray and you pray to God, God, please let me cast this away. And you stretch out your hand first. But the reaction is not so good. You did it second time. But the reaction is not good either. And then you say, I go to him. And that person feels uncomfortable, I think. So it's better that I do not approach him. It is better for him. You know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to try anymore. But you give such excuses. But as the word of God says, God tells us to do it endlessly. So we have to cling on to this word of God and pray. 70 times 7, 490 times. And have you ever forgiven 490 times? Have you given 490 times? And it never works? I believe none of you have done that much. You should not just practice the word of God within your boundaries, but you have to practice the word of God in the view of God, according to the word of God. You give only as much as you can. You give only what you can give, and you don't want to give. You don't give what you like, what you don't want to give. But give what is the most precious to you. If you don't like somebody, give the most precious thing to that person. And if you avoid that person, will you not meet anybody else? You know, if you do not deal with any person, maybe, but as Mrs. Lee says in the Daniel prayer meeting, you were praying and you thought you were working hard, but you didn't circumcise your heart. You were avoiding such people. If you didn't like somebody, you were just avoiding that person. Oh, that person is like that. That person has that kind of personality. That doesn't match my personality. And you didn't try to give. That's what God was saying to that particular person. And God tells us to, you know, if anybody wants to forces you to go 1 mile with him, go with him too. And follow and obey the word of God. But we don't do that. We don't want to do that. Because we have our pride. I tried once and twice and the other person doesn't accept it. So your pride is hurt. So you give excuses now. You put the blame on the other person. I tried hard, but that person still has some discomfort with me. So I just avoid him and that is better for him. And if you think so, it means you don't have the standard of the Word of God, but it means you are just practicing the Word of God within your own boundaries only. And your effort of practicing the Word of God, you should have the standard of the Word of God. And as you live a married life, in your marriage life, there was a person who was asking me in a council. Her sister-in-law had to live in her house 3 to 4 months together with them. And is it okay to live with her or not? And the reason is because she has a daughter, big daughter. The brother-in-law. So she is giving that kind of excuse. And I felt this is not the real reason. She is uncomfortable to live with her brother-in-law. So you don't like it, right? And she says, "Oh, it's not that I don't like it. It's a little uncomfortable." And I said, "Being uncomfortable it means you don't like it. Whether you know, I cannot tell you whether you should live it, accept him or not. If you're really, without any uncomfortable feelings, if you really have the concern for your big daughter, then you should have other good ways. But otherwise, you have to just look for the good ways." And she was just smiling at me. In this way, practicing the goodness. In your marriage life, you have some discomfort with your family-in-law. You are now bound by the marriage with them as family. Some people, they give, diligently give to others. And because they want others to give back. And they want to see their reactions. But the other party, they don't want to receive. They don't want to give. You know, they don't want to deal with, and they don't want any of those things. But these two persons, they are all believers. And they shouldn't just think with their own standard. Oh, my sister-in-law is giving to me. I'm giving to my sister-in-law. She should accept it and say thank you. But why would she have uncomfortable feelings? I'm only giving to that person. You are thinking only from your own viewpoint. And it's the same the other way around. Oh, I hope she doesn't bother me. Why would she keep on giving to me? I don't like to receive. And why would she give me? Keep on giving me. So you just think from your own viewpoint. And you cannot go beyond your own limitations. Then, only when you try to break down your limitations, you can think, okay, I try to understand the other person. Unless it is the untruth, I will just try to suit the wish of the other person. If the other person wants me to express something, okay, I will express. Sometimes I tell you about myself when I was having a trouble with my mother, Mrs. Lee. When I was going into her room, I tried. You know, I tried myself. You know, I take a deep breath. outside the room, and I raised my voice to our high in my tone. And if she says, "Who is it?" then I say, "Mom, it's me!" Because in my personality, I couldn't do it. But I tried to change my personality. Then she would hug me. And so that this gap was being closed down. This gap was being removed. Also, Mrs. Lee also tried hard to harbor me, accept me, because I'm not a kind of person who expresses very well, as I explained once, because I don't express myself. Mrs. Lee, she wouldn't understand my heart very well. And I wouldn't express my feelings, but she would just keep on, Mrs. Lee would just keep on giving me this, eat this, take that, take, eat that. And I just take it, and if I don't like it, I just put them in my dresser. And she realized that she doesn't like it so much. But now, she asks me first, "Do you want this? Do you want this?" Then I can choose. So from a certain moment, she changed her attitude. And usually people of the, birds of the same feather flock together, they gather together. Usually people gather with similar kinds of people. But now you have to practice goodness, actively practice goodness with people who are very different from you too. So you try to harbor those different people too. When you actually try, rather than listening to the word of God so very much, practicing is the key point. Until now, before we learned the word of God, we didn't know the word of God, so we didn't have any bullets. We didn't have any ammo. But now, you are gathering ammo, bullets, and you have to use them. How do you use them? You don't just think, "I love them, I love them, I love them." It cannot be done that way. You have to actually practice it, do it. If your personality, if you are self-righteous, then other people have discomfort with you. So what you have to do, even though it is so correct in your own idea, but and if the other person doesn't think it is good, and if the other person is uncomfortable, you have to close your mouth and listen to the other person and say yes to that. Say amen to that. And try to do that too. Then you can change yourself. You can break down your own self-righteousness. There is a person who has very strong self-righteousness. And he learned very well from his father. Men's gait has to be straightforward. You have to walk toward, and if you just touch a woman's head, you have to be responsible for her. And so he made himself in that way. But as he was listening to the messages about deficiencies of the body, there are so many things that are according to it. So he makes his frameworks of self-righteousness more strongly. So when his children, who are not acting up to his standard, if he sees people who are not acting up to his standard, he doesn't like it. He feels stuffy. Oh, why does he walk that way? Why does he speak like that? Why is he so rude? And every time he judgingly looks at other people, then how can he cultivate his heart into spirit and harbor a lot of things in spirit? Then he has to break his self-righteousness, and he has to try to understand other people. He has to think about how senior pastor loved the souls, and he has to try to learn from the example of senior pastor. You follow him not for something else, but to learn his good deeds, the good points. You have to learn from his example, and that is why you follow him. If you just follow him, "Oh, I like senior pastor so much." Of course, you have to do it to some extent, but you have to try to learn from example and fill yourself with the truth. You think you made yourself, your ideas are righteous and correct. But if you think other people are not living up to your standard, and other people will have to distance themselves from you, then you cannot really lead those people to the truth. You cannot do that. If you are one of those people, you have to break down your self-righteousness. And you have to understand others. They didn't learn it. They didn't learn those good manners or good things in their growth. So you have to pray for them, and you have to wait for them. You have to be patient with them. So God's love is to be patient, to endure all things, to bear all things. So you keep on giving them hope. And if they change a little bit, you encourage them more. You praise them so that other people can also be changed. But because you don't do that, the children, they cannot live up to your own standard right away. I hope you will check yourself so that our deeds will be done only according to the standard of the Word of God. You always have to contemplate on the truth. In the past, there was a book called Jesus with the title, and Senior Pastor was always asking Mrs. Lee to think about how Jesus should have acted, how the prophets would have acted in this situation, in this particular situation. So you have to contemplate on the same. You have to think in the same way. If it were for the senior pastor or the Lord or the prophets, what would have they done in this particular situation? So what do you have to do? So you always have to reflect yourself upon the examples of the prophets and the fathers of faith so that you can change yourself into the truth. And as I said, if you have discomfort, if you dislike somebody, I don't dislike that person. If you say, but you know it is flesh to hate somebody, you just deny the fact that you hate that person. But if you dislike somebody, you have to give to that person. You have to give all your heart. That is the goal that you have to achieve. Have that goal and try to achieve that goal. And how can the love of God not come into your heart? I hope you will all fill yourself with the Word of God this way. The worldly people might say, oh, that church is strange. In the view of worldly people, mommy church, it's strange. It must be, because we always look up to the sky and we have rainbows everywhere we go. Who will believe that? You know, it's difficult for them to see rainbow just once in their lifetime. The dragonflies sit on your fingertips is something crazy. And those who haven't experienced it, it's very strange. A spiritual world is strange to unbelievers. For example, maybe 1,000 years ago, somebody says there will be an airplane in the sky. Who will believe that? People will fly in the air. Who will believe him? But we are living in that kind of era. We are living in that kind of space, spiritual space. In the spiritual space, we are living in this kind of atmosphere. And when they were destroying the Jericho, and when the bitter water changed into sweet water, only when we practice the Word of God, miracles and works of God can take place. I'm a woman, but in my thinking, I had a lot of negative thoughts. You know, I couldn't do it. But as I changed my thoughts into truth, and I said, and you cannot do it because you don't do it. If you do it, you can do everything. That's my thinking now. So I say, I can do everything. So when I look at women, and you know, those who never, same, you know, all men are the same, men and women, either men or women. You know, some men think washing dishes or washing clothes. If it's only for women, then men, they cannot break their own frameworks. In case of women, or touching some machineries or electronic devices. And there are all the ways to use it, and you can just follow them. But they say, because they've never done it before, they say they can't. I think it's the same in spirit. When you try to do it, you know, God always tells us all the procedures. You have to follow this, 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 and this step. And God shows us all the examples. Through our shepherd, we have seen so many things. We are learning so many things so easily. The senior pastor had to, all by himself, he had to fulfill spiritual things. You know, nobody's there to teach him. But he just prayed before God and received answers from God. But we are learning from him, and we can just be guided. We have a textbook in front of us, and we can just follow it. And he is doing so much more, so much part for us. But he says we can do it, but if you say, I cannot do it, it's hard for me, then how can you say it is faith? Just step forward. Take your first step. Do not think, oh, is that the Red Sea or the Jordan River? Will it be parted? What if I die? What if I drown? Do not have these unnecessary thoughts. And just believe that you can go and you can do it. Because Senior Pastor allowed this time of forgiveness of God, and he has opened wide the way for New Jerusalem. Way to New Jerusalem. So just think that you can definitely go to New Jerusalem. And thirdly, to become a God-pleasing man, you have to suffer together, participate in the sufferings, hardships. It is our duty to respect and honor our parents. But nowadays, because people seek their own, not many people honor their parents. They have to, if they say, you have to live with your parents-in-law, then they don't want to get married. And they find it hard to live with their parents-in-law because they are self-centered in this generation. But because the goodness of Ruth was pleasing in the sight of God, because she was following the duty of man. And if she followed her mother-in-law as she was going back to her hometown, if she followed her, it means she was deserting her own hometown. And yet, furthermore, because her mother-in-law was old, she had to earn the living for her mother-in-law. But she didn't think about all those things. She just willingly accepted the situation that she had to serve her mother-in-law pleasingly and willingly. And she was picking gleaning the field. And because of that, God accepted Ruth's goodness very pleasingly, and God blessed her to be on the genealogy of Jesus too. Even in hardships, those who participate in hardships and sufferings together, they are good soldiers, those who can participate in hardships together. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 to 17, it talks about the three mighty men of David. David had been running from Saul for 10 years, and he missed his hometown so much. You know, if you go to another country for a couple of weeks, you know, the language is different, the food is different. Then how do you feel? You feel your home is the best, home sweet home, you know, even though there's nothing but kimchi. You know, even in very good hotel rooms, you know, it's better to be in your own room, be in your own bed, even if it's not so big and not so fancy. So, and David had been running for 10 years, and in each moment, and he had to suffer so much, and he had a lot of heartbreaking situations. And yet he was always giving thanks to God, as in Psalms. You know, he was giving thanks to him all the time. He was giving thanks, and he gave offerings of confessions of love to God. And this David, and he asked, he just said to himself, oh, you know, the enemy camp was there, and he wouldn't ask his men to go into enemy's camp and bring the water from there. And he just said to himself, oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem. And the three mighty men, they heard it, and they went into the enemy camp. They just not just avoided, but they just went right through it. It means they risked their own lives. And they brought the water for David. And what is more moving is this David is such a good man. He knew that it was the life, the blood of the three mighty men. It was, the water was the blood of the mighty men, three men. And he didn't drink it, but he gave it to God. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, But he was pierced through for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. As God sent Jesus to this earth, Jesus knew that it was the way of pain, way of suffering. Knowing that very well, He chose that way to give us life, to give us salvation. So He opened the way of salvation for us. And also He resolved all the problems of poverty, sins, and all the sins that we commit with hands and feet and thoughts and minds. Furthermore, at this end time, God gave us this shepherd to us. So through him, he gave us many chances of forgiveness. And to bring down these chances of forgiveness, our shepherd had to suffer all by himself. He was pleading with God. He is always praying to God that so many Malmi members should go to New Jerusalem. And as the price had to be paid because we were lacking. We were not good enough. He had the vocal cord problem. He had his stomach stopped functioning, and his sight became dim. And although he was able to see all even to the end of the sanctuary from here, and I was very heartbroken when I saw that he couldn't read the notes very properly. And he takes all these sufferings all by himself. He doesn't say it's hard, it's difficult, but with joy and willingly, he says he can do it. And through this, your sins are forgiven. And through that, if Mami members can go to New Jerusalem through that suffering, he willingly accepts all those sufferings because he understands the heart of God so much. Because he understands the heart of God who wants to save every single soul. And who wants as many people as possible to go to New Jerusalem. Because he understands this heart of God very well. He harbors all of our souls in his heart and took all those sufferings. Now, what kind of life are we supposed to be living, do you think? Sometimes the Lord carries the heavy cross. And you say, oh, my burden is too heavy too. Please take my burden too. Lord, please take my burden too. And He is taking all the burdens for us. And because your own problems, your own trials are so hard, you think, or you say to senior pastor, oh, because of this, I'm suffering. Because of that, I'm suffering. Because of this evil, I'm suffering. We are supposed to be taking the burden together with Him, but aren't we not giving this burden of ours to senior pastor? More and more burdens, to lay more burdens on him. Good soldiers must be able to participate in the sufferings together. And not just sharing the burdens together, but the senior pastor, of course, wouldn't give that burden to us. He wouldn't give that burden to even his family. Of course, he wants to talk to us, but he doesn't. Because he doesn't want to give his burden to us. You know, he says that, you know, I can just suffer by myself. Why do I have to share my sufferings? But last time also he said, don't be worried. Don't worry. You know, the Father resolved all these problems and everything will be okay. Just be at peace. He was rather comforting us, encouraging us. And many people who are going into the Holy Spirit, as you heard, you know, they always feel sorry before senior pastor. And they repent because they couldn't share the burden of the senior pastor. Because they couldn't understand the heart of the shepherd better. And they repent of these things and they try to take the burdens together with him. And now, as senior pastor said, March 31st, he said, he is asking us to pay him back. And what kind of paying back is that? Is it Who is it for? Did you think about it? It's for you. It's for us. To go into the rock of faith, into spirit and whole spirit. And that is to pay him back, he says. Do not give me, any gift. Do not give me something because I suffered so much for you. Give me some monetary offering or give me some gifts, presents. He doesn't say that. That reward, that payback is only for us to go into rock of faith and spirit and whole spirit. Then what good is that? Of course, the senior pastor will be happiest because they love us more than we love ourselves. But it is for our own good. Because then we will be only filled with happiness and full of hope for heavenly kingdom. Why do we have to cling to all these sinful things, worldly things? Let us boldly just cast them away at once. And start to cast them away. Not only that, let us be able to share the burden with the senior pastor. His burdens are not something difficult to bear. The burdens are for the souls and for the kingdom and righteousness of God. So when we share these burdens together, that is also our blessing. As we work faithfully, take care of the souls, and as we do that, who will gain the rewards in heaven? It's ours to take. We do that for the shepherd and for the shepherd. In fact, it is for us, for me, for myself. If I work hard, if I take care of the souls, and I, with the name of the shepherd, with the power of the shepherd, I go out to the world and I save, bring the win the souls, and who will get these rewards? It'll be given to me. And I'm taking what is the shepherd's, and God gives me rewards, heavenly rewards to me. And this is the heart of the shepherd and God. And do not be worried about earthly things, but I hope you will be able to share the burdens with the senior pastor. And for that, to do that, you should not just take care of your own business, but you have to look around. What is it? What is more? What more is there for you to be, for you to cultivate? What more things are there for you to do? Whether your souls are always attending church, almost. Of course, we should learn the word of God and pray to go into spirit. It is good, but let's also share the burdens of the senior pastor and take care of the souls, to give life to them, to give hope to them. And because of you, those souls entrusted to you, they will be able to go to New Jerusalem through you. Because you can become stepping stones, very firm stepping stones. Those souls can go to the shepherd, the Lord, and the God. And in the middle, if you become the stepping stones, then that is the strength to the shepherd. That is the joy and happiness to the shepherd. And I hope now you will accomplish all your own burdens. You can just pray yourself. You can practice the word of God. And just lay down all your burdens. And so you can share the burdens of the senior pastor together. You can participate in the pains of the senior pastor. That is really to love the shepherd and God and the Lord. You want to be changed quickly. You want to be changed without any trials. Everybody probably would want that. You know, you want to excel in your studies without studying. And you just want to sit there and wish somebody would take care of the house chores. But we can do that in heaven. But on this earth, we have to diligently work and do your part on this earth so that you can become strength to the shepherd. Let me conclude the message. God pleasing men, first of all, you must not be entangled by life troubles, everyday life affairs. And secondly, you have to go over your own limits. And thirdly, you have to participate in the pains together, hardships together. And 2 Timothy 2:3 says, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. To become a good soldier of God and Christ, to become a good soldier of the shepherd, you have to please God and the Lord and shepherd. And that's why I pray in the name of the Lord. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you through the message. Let us realize ourselves. To be God-pleasing men first, we must not be entangled in the affairs of everyday life. Father, with the Word of God, let us follow the fathers of faith in practicing the Word of God. Also, we have to participate in the hardships together. Let us understand the burdens of the shepherd. Let us understand the concerns of the shepherd. Let him not be worried about us, ourselves, but let us share his burdens together so that we can be good soldiers of the Lord Christ and our shepherd. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We'll receive the prayer for the sick on the video of Senior Pastor. Lay your hands on sick parts and lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts. And drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases and inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessings of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.